I'm guessing they thought that Ferentino or whoever was over on that board may have touched it. Did you have any thoughts on that before the face-off down inside of the Spartan zone?
None at all. I mean, they could argue that, but I thought it was a good call. And that's one comment I'd like to make. I thought the officials did an outstanding job all weekend. They let the teams play, and given it wasn't a conference game, so it just doesn't seem there was that. The bad blood as much, and I thought they did an outstanding job all weekend. And you're right, you got to be careful on those icings, especially in overtime. You get some tired people on the ice, and it gave us a little bit of time to call a play there. And I give Tyler a ton of credit. I mean, he stayed with it. First of all, Joel Esponz won the draw, and we keep the puck alive, and he gets a shot, it gets blocked, he stays with it. Second shot, the goalie makes a save, and then somehow between Tyler and Joel, I even thought Joel might have got the goal. I mean, they both laughed at the puck, and it just went right underneath and into the net. And as you can tell, we had a great Michigan Tech turnout in East Lansing for both games this weekend. And, you can hear in the background on that winning goal, I mean, just the noise that our fans made there, and they were tremendous. But a big win, good comeback win, good solid effort, and we showed some resiliency in this game, and fought through some adversity on the road to find a way to win a big game.
All right, the final score, Michigan Tech 5, MSU 4, 35-34 were the shots in favor of the Huskies. Huskies got that one more shot, and that's all they needed to get that game winner in overtime. Michigan Tech 0-2 on the power play. One was a very short power play, I think, or maybe I'm thinking of last night. MSU was 2-for-2 on the power play, and the Huskies come out with the victory. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll do a quick recap of the game from yesterday afternoon. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday 2 till 7 and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials plus $1 off your favorite appetizers like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Welcome back here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ. Saturday night's game in the books. We go to Sunday afternoon's game down at Michigan State. We're going to do this a little bit shotgun style, Coach, because I know we're running out of time. We want to get Tyler Hannon in on here and then, of course, get you back for a lot of questions coming in. So let's get to the game really quick. Some of the highlights. Jake Lucchini, that elusive first goal was just, it's just something I think was starting to weigh on him a little bit. Do you agree, Coach, or no?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Jake has had some real good games for us, and he's definitely had some great opportunities to score, and whether the open looks or whatnot. But he's played really well for us, and I think we've tried to be positive and patient with him, and just told him that once he gets that first one, they'll come in droves. But he's playing well. He's just a hockey player, Dirk. He'll play in front of whether it's 100,000 fans or two fans, or if you're playing an outdoor game at just a local rink or playing in a big NHL building. He's a hockey player. He's going to play the same way. He's going to play hard. He's going to play with some conviction and some determination, and it was real good. And I know our team was extremely happy for Jake and getting that goal.
Now to Watson. Watson will look to the wing, and Sturrock will kick it up over there for Lucchini, cutting across. Lucchini for Sturrock. Back for Lucchini. Up for the boards right there, and he scores! Lucchini with his first career goal, and he pounded it home. Nice job by Jake Lucchini. 108 into the first period, but the Spartans come back with Thomas Ebbing scoring at the 3:14 mark, even strength. And then the Huskies react with a goal by Patrick Anderson, plugged into the lineup.
The Huskies will hold it back down. Mason Blacklock will protect the puck. Looking back to the point. Here's a shot. Scores! Right through! Patrick Anderson with the goal. Makes it a 2-1 lead.
And Patrick Anderson does something to make his presence known, Coach, when you put him into the game.
I'm sorry, Dirk.
I just talk about Patrick Anderson and how he always seems to do something that makes it important that he's in that game.
Well, he earns his opportunities in the lineup. He works so hard. He's one of our hardest workers in practice. Never complains about anything. He's a consummate student athlete and a player you want on your team. Brings it every day and just goes about his business. And when he gets inserted in the lineup, the goal's great and a great shot. And he's got a really good shot, actually. He's one of the best shots on our team. But he did a lot of little things in that game, like we watched last night, and just his back checking and then coming hard back.
93.5.
Picking some up. So he just is doing a lot of real good things all around. And, and he scores those big goals.
He did. He had a great goal, and that was his first of the season, second of his career. The Spartans come back with a Ferratino goal at the 15:34 mark to make it a 2-2 score after one period of play. The Spartans then score a 5-on-3 power play goal at the 11:39 mark, and that was, potentially a turning point in the game. It was very important, obviously, that we only gave up that one goal.
It was, and when we talked to the penalty killers about that, once we gave the one up, we still had about 55 seconds or a minute to go on the second one, and it was important we got through that without giving up that second goal. And I didn't like the penalty our player took to put us two men down. You have to understand, again, manage the game, where you're at, how you're hitting the guy. And cross-check him from behind, and whether it goes down hard or soft or whatever, it's near the board, and you're going to get that called every time on you. So. Just a tough penalty to take, and we got to learn from that. But overall, we did a good job staying on the ice this weekend. But our penalty killers, for the most part, did a good job. Even on the goal, Brent Baltus does a real good job on the guys getting the stick, and it just happens to deflect off his stick right to their open guy by the side of the net. So tough break for us, and now we're behind again.
Yeah, 3-2 at that point. Then Sanford makes it 4-2 early on in the third period at the 1:44 mark. So we're down by two in the third period. Things are not looking good for Michigan Tech, but we find a way to crawl back in it. And Tyler Hanenin ricochets off of his skate off a great play by C.J. Eich.
Tyler Hanenin driven into the boards, looking for a little help from C.J. Eich. Pass to the front of the net. Bouncing puck is there. Another shot by Hanenin. That one went wide. Pinching in now is Jimmy Davis. He'll get it to C.J. Eich. Has some room behind the net. Eich will take it around. Backhands it to the front. Scores! Tyler Hanenin, I think, was the one to put it in. And the Huskies back in this game with just under four remaining.
That was a big goal, and it was reviewed. Of course, Tyler did not kick it in. It just went off of his skate in the net. But what a tremendous play by C.J. Eich, Coach.
Yeah, and that line had a good offensive zone time there and presence. And, C.J. did a real nice job, pivoted off a guy down behind the net. And, and Tyler was in front. That's where you got to get to score those gritty goals. And give Tyler a lot of credit for being in that position. But C.J. made a real nice play to him. And, Tyler goes to shoot it and just sort of, misses and just sort of redirects off his skate and his stick and goes in the net. And that gave us a chance. We needed one before we could get two. And getting that one really put pressure on them going forward the rest of the game.
Yeah, and still almost 4 minutes left, too. I thought that was key, not to wait till a minute or two left and trying to get two goals in that time. To get that goal was huge. It's a seventh of the season and a third of the weekend. So then we go to the last minute, and will we do it? Well, you pull the netminder Jamie Phillips is in the box, in the